Christmas has to be the most wonderful time of the year. But who in the world came up with the unwonderful practice of the gift exchange? I say unwonderful because if you're exchanging something, then it's no longer a gift. It's merely an exchange. And if you have to buy a gift in order to get a gift, you might as well buy your own gift. Now, the only thing worse than the gift exchange is the unspoken gift exchange. And this happens when someone gives you a gift expecting that you'll be giving them one in return. And if they bought you an expensive gift, they'll also be expecting a considerable gift in return. The problem is that real gifts come with no strings attached. At least that's the way it was on the first Christmas. You see, oftentimes we bring the same way of reasoning into our relationship with God. We think that we're supposed to exchange gifts with Him, so we point out the sacrifices, commitments, and promises that we've made to Him, and we assume that God sees us through the lens of how good or bad we've been. But the first Christmas is a reminder that salvation and having a right relationship with God is not a gift exchange. Neither is it a gift based on merit, but rather a gift that God grants every one of us, not because of who we are, but rather because of who He is. On the first Christmas, the day Jesus was born, the angel of the Lord appeared to a group of shepherds living nearby and said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." You see, the very first Christmas present came wrapped in cloths, and on the very first Christmas, there were no gift exchange. Now, if this simple but powerful truth could fool our hearts and our minds, it would give a whole new meaning to Christmas. But even more importantly, it would radically transform the way we relate to God, because we don't have to relate to Him based upon what we can offer Him. We can relate to Him based upon what He offers us, which is the free gift of salvation that comes through His Son, Jesus Christ, who appeared wrapped in cloths.